I'm going to go ahead and start. It's 1 minute after 7. It is September the 3rd, 2013. And hello and welcome to everyone that has made it on this call. I am Biz from happilythinnerafter.com and the HCGshop.com. And I'm going to be your host for tonight's festivities. Anyone that has just come on the call, please understand that you are muted until the end of the call. Tonight, I will be introducing you to one of my Bod Squad clients, and her name is Melody. But before I do that, kind of want to set the tone for tonight's call. Now, if you can take any one word away from the call tonight, I want that word to be balance. Now, when I looked up the word balance in the dictionary, the definition that I felt fit with tonight's call is this: harmony in the parts of a whole. Now, the whole that we're talking about tonight is what makes you, you. Now, we as people, we have basically three parts to our being. We have our mind, which is kind of our mind and heart together, and that's our mental capacities and our emotions. And then we have our body, or really the physical mode of action, and then we have our spirit, which is our very essence of who we are. Now, when people approach a change in their life or in their lives, sometimes they concentrate just on one of those focus areas, those power areas. And more often than not, that focus is usually primarily physical. So people will push and push and push and push physically towards a goal. And then usually what happens is that they burn out. You know, pure physical action can only take you so far. Now, as a coach, I've seen this happen many, many times. Some clients are fully committed to losing weight, which is the physical portion of that whole picture, but they neglect the mind, the heart, the spiritual end of things. And when I talk about spiritual, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about essence. I'm talking about that what makes you, what feeds your soul. And unfortunately, what happens if they concentrate on too much on the physical end of things, it can usually lead to a relapse in weight control. Focusing in on just one of those areas kind of leaves you unbalanced, and we're working on balance tonight. So without a balance between those power centers, the mind, body, and spirit, mind slash heart, body and spirit, change that's going to last is not going to happen. So those power centers have to be in alignment for any change that you're going to be making in your life to be long-lasting or transformational. Now, the clients that get the most out of the Bod Squad program are those that understand that there has to be a balance between those power centers. There's much more to lose than just about losing weight with the HCG protocol or whatever program you choose to lose weight with. There's more to it than just that. It's about being in sync with the rest of those centers, of being in focus with the rest of those centers, so that when you sit on that stool that's your life, you're not going to topple over because you're unbalanced. Now, Melody, who's the client that's on the I'm going to be interviewing tonight, she understands this whole unbalanced thing kind of clearly, because it's affected her life in many, many ways. So that's kind of my cue to introduce Melody to you now. And first of all, Melody, I want to thank you for agreeing to be interviewed tonight and for sharing your story with us. So first of all, what I really want to do is I kind of want you to give us a brief history of who you are and, you know, how long that we've been coach client and how you found me or whatever you want to share with us tonight.
Okay. I've been a client since the end of March, almost two cycles for the Bod Squad. And actually I have been on the website and the HTA, been connected with that since probably 2009, but just kind of as a periphery onlooker and so forth. And some of my backgrounds as far as, you know, one of the reasons that I sought you out was I turned 60 this year, and I thought, you know, it's time to figure this whole thing out. I'm sure I'm like most of the listeners that we've done, you know, gain, lose, gain, lose. It's kind of like wash, rinse, and repeat. And so, and I thought, I've done it enough times and tried to do it on my own, trying to figure it out myself. Obviously, haven't yet. So I needed somebody else. So I looked at, again, because I was connected with you and every on the website and saw some of your posts, and I've done HCG. I did HCG back 3 or 4 years ago, and then again before we got together, and then I just thought I need this extra boost to help me figure this whole thing out.
Excellent, excellent. So can you give me kind of an idea on what, when you, I think HCG has been your last thing really that you've spent any time trying to lose weight on. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so what was kind of your starting weight at that point when you started with HCG, and then what is it now?
When I started with HCG a while back, it was, I think, about 150 something or other, and right now it is 134.4.
Okay. So kind of describe for us, and one of the reasons that I like your story so much is because you've had so much to overcome in your life, and kind of give us a brief rundown. And the two areas that I kind of want to focus on is your, you have a lot of allergies, to intolerances, whatever you want to call them, to foods. And you also have come, you had come to me, just recovering from adrenal fatigue,
right.
Adrenal issues. So kind of give us, a build up to what caused, a lot of that adrenal distress, if you can do it briefly. I know there's a lifelong stories behind that, but just a brief rundown on why your body went into adrenal, you know, fatigue and how that kind of relates to your intolerances to food.
Well, I think part of I've always been one of these people that have pushed myself, you know, like probably many other people do, in whatever circumstances they've come into. I was a Navy wife and husband out to sea a lot, and then, you know, 4 children and all that entailed, moved a lot, all those kinds of things. Went to college throughout the course of moving and having children, et cetera, et cetera. But my body always responded because I could keep pushing it. There was a point where prior to the adrenal things, I ended up having a total hysterectomy and the whole thing that went along with the hormonal piece and trying to balance that out. Then my jobs have been extremely high stress with I develop and minister grants that, you know, timelines, and sometimes with lots of money issues or, you know, like high amounts of money that you have to keep and all those kinds of things. So a lot of pushing and pushing and pushing. And prior to that, I could always just keep my body by, if I got tired, I'd just have a cup of coffee in the afternoon and we'd just keep on sailing. And throughout that time, I had some issues with an ankle, was supposed to have a major surgery on that, reconstructive, and decided to have a I was going to have a pre-op in Seattle, but also I wanted my own doctor who'd help me through some of the other issues to do a pre-op with her. I went into that, had a bunch of blood tests. She came back with, I had very severe adrenal fatigue. Now, at the time, I even ignored her phone calls because I didn't have time for that, because I was going to get ready for a federal audit and so forth. So constantly pushing my body to the point where now my cortisol levels were almost flatlined, and, you know, I just was a physical, not, and she recommended I didn't have the surgery. which then I didn't. Now, fast forward then, through working with her and doing research and modifying things and drinking salt water in the morning to heal my my adrenals and all sorts of things, we fast forward then through that process to last fall, and I felt like I had gained ground, but I never felt like I was ever had very much room. You know, if anything happened, if I got sick, then I was way down. I just didn't have any wiggle room in my health. So I went back to her, and she did again, sent off a bunch of tests, blood tests, and so forth, and came back with a major list of, I had leaky gut and a major list of allergies, food allergies that include dairy, most all dairy, egg whites, egg yolks, duck eggs, which is kind of funny, bananas, oranges, grapefruit, almonds, most grains, most nuts, not all of them, fortunately, wheat, spelt, tomatoes, garlic, et cetera, et cetera.
So, I mean, garlic, that one caught me by surprise when, in fact, there was a couple of times that it took me a couple of times before I realized, hey, this girl is allergic to garlic. You can't recommend that anymore. That one kind of threw me because I hadn't come across somebody allergic to garlic before.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, my norm is I'm fairly good at research and I'm fairly good at trying to incorporate the research that I find and make changes and so forth. However, this time it felt like way too much for me to try and figure out. I mean, I had through October until March, I guess, I had, you know, worked with the doctor, worked with and so forth to and done my research to try to figure out what I could eat. But the other part that I would say, you know, is more importantly to me was, why do I keep doing this same thing over? What do I need to do to actually change not just my diet, but to change how I maybe look at the world, what my behaviors are? You know, I wasn't sure, and I wasn't sure how to get there.
Gotcha. Okay, so that led you basically to me. And so you came to me with a long list of intolerances to food, and you came to me having just, help me out, you had just completed a round of P2, so I didn't even get to work with you on HCG.
Right.
But yeah, and one of the things with my application process, I ask, you know, what is it that you, you know, what are your goals? What are your 30, 90, you know, 60, 90-day goals, or what do you want to be in 6 months, and all those kind of questions. You had said basically that you were ready to really work on this maintenance. And
yes.
With your, you know, your gosh, I hate to use the word issues, but with the issues that you came to me with.
Right. And I had thought, you know, my prior experience with HCG, and I was having so much trouble losing weight anyway or keeping it off, and no matter what it did, it felt like. And so, and plus with these food allergies, I thought the HCG was a good way to detox, but then where to go from there, because I was struggling with what I could eat, what would be good for me, what would nourish me, you know, what from here can move me forward. So I looked for you.
Well, and then you found me.
Yeah, just,
now, here's the interesting thing, and this is something that I want to really get clear with, and this kind of ties in with balance too, because, you know, people that have known me, and I'm kind of surprised I didn't know you have followed me since 2009. That's pretty cool. People that have followed me for a long time, all they think of me is an HCG coach. And I'm trying to pull away from that thought process recently, especially because I do much more. And in fact, you know, even for years, I said HCG is so easy. You know, it's such an easy diet to follow. You've got a manuscript that's written, and it's written pretty well, and you can follow it. Why do you need an HCG coach? That's not what you need coaching for. It's not what you lose. It's what you keep off. So the interesting thing, and I think you're the first client that I've ever really dealt with this in, you know, in the 5+ years that I've been doing this, I haven't actually worked with you on HCG.
No. No.
So, yeah, it's been a quite an interesting process because you're not exactly at goal, the goal that you have set. But that's kind of an interesting story, too, because part of the coaching process is I help, you know, my clients to get really clear on what they want, you know, what their goals are. Clarity at the beginning of our time together was something that I had to really pull from you, and something that you you're laughing.
Well, yes, I
you
mean,
want to elaborate, right?
Well, what I, you know, part of it I think for me is again, I was at 60 thinking back, looking back over my life and thinking, okay, back and forth. I really want to move forward in a new direction, do something different. I've tried it on my own. And so I have to kind of get out of myself of the things that I don't like to do, like write, like track my food every day, like, you know, all those kinds of things that I have this block that I didn't want to do and didn't want to participate in that. And yet, so I come to this juncture and say, you know, how's it working for you so far? Well, here I am. And so I decide that, you know, so when you would say, write the 5 things that, you know, or make you happy at the end of the day, I want to. And, but, you know, but I would make myself do those things because I really did want to exact a change and move in a direction, different direction myself. And I had to learn some of those blocks that I had imposed upon myself that weren't going to move me forward. And so the writing, the tracking, those were things that I had to overcome. And sometimes, I mean, throughout my life, people have said, you know, what do you want to do or what is this or whatever? I'd be like, I don't know. You know, that'd be my first response rather than what do you really think? What direction do you want to head? Get clear with this. And honestly, the writing has just been the key to do that for me. I mean, I would start to write, and initially I even started deleting things because I thought, oh, she doesn't want to hear that. But then I realized after you said, yes, I do, because it took, you needed to hear, you know, and understand where I was coming from so that you could then, you know, ask the right questions. Or the thing that's been amazing to me is that how you crystallize something that I've written and just, and then, you know, you hone down into a key word sometimes. Okay, what about this? And I'm like, well, what about that? But then I write about it, and there's just been so many aha moments, so many epiphanies, so many things that, you know, things about my own personality that I've learned that were either holding me back or that were, you know, I didn't know quite how to maybe manage groups or, you know, being an introvert or something like that, and how that whole piece was affecting me personally and trying to get this balance like you're talking about.
Yeah. So have you experienced any changes that have been profound since working with me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say, you know, I was thinking about earlier, you know, everybody gets to a point, of course, by the, you know, I don't know whether 60 is a profound age or not, but for me it kind of has been. I've never had an issue with turning a decade older or anything, and I still didn't at 60. I'm grateful to be alive. But I did think that, you know, if I look back over my life and we've all had to make decisions as to, you know, positive or negative decisions in our lives. And what positive ones sometimes are, you know, who do you marry? Are you going to have kids? Are you not going to have kids? Are you going to move here? What job and so forth? And my choosing to coach, have you coach me has been definitely in the top 10 of my decisions.
Wow, thank you so much. I told you not to make me blush. gosh, wait.
Because I've had so many moments. What's that?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I've had so many moments of clarifying, you know, of, oh, my gosh, you know, had I known that back when, or had I known my reaction to such and such, you know, was because of some stimuli or some experience from the past or some, you know, whatever it was, just these, all these things have helped me then manage and move forward with the rest of it. And the other thing I've found is with all these food allergies, and I was thinking, what can I eat? Can I go? I mean, one of the things that when we first started too, I was headed to and quite panicked about, which, you know, that's one of the things about you is like you say, don't panic, don't have trepidation, don't get angst over this. You're just very calm about all these issues or events that come up in life. But I was headed to our yearly family reunion, and I was so worried about how am I going to manage to do, you know, to be with the family, to do the fun things, because my food issues are, well, they're quite numerous, and what can I do and how to manage it? How do we go, how do I go out to eat? How do I, you know, do all these kinds of things? And your direction as far as the food-wise has certainly been, you know, important. But the other piece to me is, as we've been together, you know, over the course of these almost 6 months, my food, as and I have resolved or worked through some kinds of whatever they are, these aha epiphanies and so forth, the food is minor. It's
exactly.
Such a minor issue to me anymore. I can't even believe, because it used to be the major thing in. But it is now, it's not that I don't have every now and then, and you know, a binge or, you know, something like that.
I think we went through that whole I just want to be normal thing.
Exactly, exactly. I just want to be normal thing.
And what did I make you do?
You made me right on what's normal.
Exactly, because, yep. You know,
who's normal,
sometimes we say things so off the cuff. You know, I just want to eat normally. So tell me what that looks like. What does that look like? And you had to go through this. You had to pull it. I had to pull it out of you. And mm-hmm. You came up with a definition that fit so that you could get past it, because it wasn't really what you were looking for.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so
you did pull it out of me.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing is, you know, this kind of stuff, that we've been working on with the whole mindset and the whole epiphanies and the whole thing, you know, it has we're talking about balance. Without that mind, heart, and then body and spirit being balanced, you're going to just topple over. So sometimes we push, and you pushed really hard for so long with your diet and with your intolerances and your adrenal fatigue and all that kind of stuff, to work on your mind, to work on your spirit, because those are the two areas that we've spent more time on. Sure, it relates to your nutrition and your food, but like you said, that's almost secondary anymore. That is just secondary, because once you have your mind, body, your mind and spirit kind of getting more in sync, that food thing kind of works on its own too. It's like it almost balances itself out.
Yes, exactly. I'm stunned, really, with that working on those other two, getting so that I'm not on shaky or wobbly stool or, you know, or wanting or toppling, is becoming much more stable. I'm much more calm about even the little fluctuations in the weight. You know, I'm not panicking. And yet it is primarily due to working on these other aspects that have helped me then, you know, basically get in balance, like you say.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of hard for me to sometimes get that across to, you know, to the public that's at HTA or whatever, or you know, whoever's watching or reading anything that I say. It's like, I really believe that nutrition, the nutrition end of it is like more, even though we're talking about balance, it's lower on the totem pole than the mind and spirit, because those two things, you know, your mind is the logical part of it. Your heart is the emotional part of it. And then, of course, your spirit is the essence part of it. And those things, your goals and your desires and your wants and your whatever in life, those things need to be set. They need to be clear. Then the food's going to come. The food's going to come and kind of meet up to it. Maybe that's a better way to say it. It's not that it's lower on the total, but it's going to rise to the occasion. So,
you know, yeah, I definitely agree with that, you know. And of course, I guess the other thing, there's been throughout this 6 month period, it's not that food is not an issue, or the pounds that, you know, if I saw them creeping up, or I think one of the earlier this year I had heat stroke because I was helping our son move, and then within the week I had a major wasp sting and an allergic reaction to that. And as I watched my weight up in different circumstances, just a few pounds, but nevertheless, it's like, okay, this is back the way it's going. We're creeping up. I'm going to go back on HCG. And you were like, no, be calm about this. HCG is not the answer at this juncture. You know, what else is going on, and why do you think your body was doing this? And an understanding, I think that mind part of then understanding that, yes, my body is going through a bit of a crisis. It has a reason to do that. It's trying to heal itself. You know, let it do its job. Don't think that immediately the answer is your food or going on HCG to correct it, you know. And so that's been a huge lesson for me to learn as well, to give my body a chance, because, like you said, it's this miraculous thing. And the other thing that was big for me was to thank my body. I have never really ever considered that. It's always been like, it's gaining weight. Of course, when we're gaining weight, we're not happy with ourselves. When we're losing weight, most of us, it's like, okay, I'm happy with you now. But never did I ever thank my body for either thing, or for doing its job to, you know, get rid of the toxins that the wasp sting, or to, you know, start cooling itself back down and be patient with it, and actually literally thank my body for, you know, the miraculous entity that it is. That was a huge lesson.
Yeah, I do remember that. That freaked you out. I know, you know, I remember you saying, I never thanked my body for gaining weight. But, you know, as I explained, your body goes through processes. It goes through chemical processes to protect itself. And, you know, if you're doing everything right, you know, and it's like I said, you didn't put your face in a fistful, you know, a plate full of brownies. So you're doing everything you're supposed to do food-wise. If your body is, you know, just experienced a heat stroke, or it just experienced a massive bee sting or wasp sting, your body's going to have a chemical reaction to that. And it's going to probably manifest itself in some kind of hoarding water routine. And, you know, to thank your body for being that obedient and that chemically balanced, let's say, is putting that energy, that bodily energy, in a different state so that it can release, so it can understand that, hey, you're happy that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, so this is what I'm going to do. Give me a couple days, and I'll lose it. And hasn't that always been the case?
It has. Yep.
Have you been amazed?
I have been amazed. Yep. I just totally amazed.
Yeah. The entire time that you've been with me, you've stayed under your last injection weight, which I think is pretty miraculous on its own. And the one time that you went over, you wrote to me and said, I'm going on HCG. My husband's ready to go on it with me. And I'm like, I don't know. What did I say? I said, this is a knee-jerk reaction. I don't like this.
It's a knee-jerk reaction. Exactly. And it was. What else is going on? What else is happening? you know, that instigated this, you know, even the weight gain and so forth. And it was one day, because even your response back to me helped me, like, okay, there is something else. I need to write about it. And I, you know, and the irony is, too, like I said, you know, you couldn't hardly get me to write, and now I won't shut up practically when I send you.
But I love it. I told you, I love it. That stuff makes me, I love it when I get something that kind of makes the hairs on the back of my neck just kind of stand up at attention, because that thrills me, because, you know, it's, and I have said this for so many years, but I just don't know how to get the point across, is that it's more than the food. It's more than the food. It's about that whole, like I said, that balance. You got to get that balance into being. So what are some of the results that you have, if you can put them in, you know, short words or short sentences or whatever, what are some of the results that you've gotten from working with me?
Well, and I don't know if this is necessary, you know, totally a result, but it kind of is trust. First of all, it became trust in you, mm-hmm. because, you know, I have always, when I was looking for a coach, even for this, I've always had this thing about credibility, and people have to have a credibility quota or a point base for me. And years ago, I used to work in a hospital, and there was the coach that did, you know, she coached when the babies came, she coached birthing. She'd never had a baby. That was a credibility error for me. You know, as many times as she'd seen it, as many times as she'd helped with it and so forth, there's still a credibility error. That was for me. Maybe others won't see it that way. But you had been there. You have done it. You have, you know, you have experienced, you know, being at a certain weight, losing it, keeping it off, working through these things, learning about it, the research that you do, which, you know, is phenomenal. So my trust came first in you. And then I'm learning to trust my body, to trust what you're telling me, and then observe that, you know, while it's happening, then, you know, be cognizant of that, you know, as it's going on. So even just the example that we gave of, you know, my weight went up, and you were like, that's a knee-jerk reaction, and I was like, yeah, you're right, it is. So just be calm. And my husband went ahead and went on HCG, and I didn't. And because I felt like my reaction to it was, that was not the place to come from to go on HCG. Now, the other thing that you'd said earlier about, I'm not at goal weight. I really didn't realize I wasn't at goal weight, because I was, one of the things I'd said in my application to you was, I want to let my body decide rather than me thinking, what is a weight that I want to be at? So I wanted my body to decide where it was comfortable, something that I could maintain through, you know, now from here on out, hopefully. And so, but what I didn't realize was, is my mind and my spirit, my essence, never really accepted where my body said it was going to be. That I could never quite get comfortable and calm and at peace about the weight that I was. And I, you know, in working through this, I realized it was these other two legs that were in disagreement with the body. So coming up then with one that everybody could live with, basically, to compromise. And it is interesting to take and look at yourself in three different legs and then be part of the whole, rather than, that's one of the things that's been interesting for me, to actually divide myself out and recognize that each one of those needs to be nourished and fed and, you know, and acknowledged and then work together. So I've learned what my goal weight is, mm-hmm. which is 127. And one of these days when we, you know, with your coaching and so forth, there'll be a point where either I will get to it on, you know, doing what I'm doing and or I'll do another round of HCG. But when I do, it will be from that direction rather than a knee-jerk reaction to, or
exactly.
That's the fix, or that's the fix for everything.
Right.
You know, or
exactly.
The yeah. Yeah. So I've learned those kinds of things. I have learned a lot about myself in how to deal with the maybe impetus of things that in the past have sent me off kilter or, you know, and so through the writing process and through, again, your sometimes dragging it out of me, you know, how then to deal with something or plan for the future. You know, I've learned to plan. That's the other, one of the other things, is particularly for my eating, but nevertheless, for even when I go to events, because I am an introvert. And so maybe you couldn't tell that, but I'm sitting by myself, so I'm safe from all of you out there. But in group situations, when I'm in a group setting, I kind of want to be a wallflower, and then I, you know, and then in the past, I'd either come home and I would be all nervous and maybe eat or whatever to, you know, to fix that or that emotion. And so I've learned to, you know, that what that does and how you've given me tools on, you know, how to then manage and be in groups and so forth. And so it's I have this whole toolbox basically of tools that I didn't have before that, you know, helps me move through pretty much any event in life. You know, I can't say, but you're there. The other thing I know is that you're there. And even like the other day, say we were in, as an example, I was in Seattle on a quick day trip, went to IKEA. I could text you and say, what can I eat at IKEA? And, you know, and it's always works better if I know, you know, at least a day or two in advance that to do that. But you were right there. You can look it up. You looked it up for me. You were like, you know, and got back to me right away so that I, you know, I could figure out what to eat. Now, I planned because I ended up being able to eat steamed vegetables that they had, but I also had my salmon packet in my purse. And
there
my
it is.
Toast, you know, and my toast.
There it is.
Yep, exactly. You know, and then I could mix and match.
Right,
and
exactly. So
I've learned to plan rather than just, you know, go willy-nilly just out and about and then I can stay in control of the situation too rather than it controlling me.
There it is. There it is.
See, you have to put that out of me.
that's a for sure. No, that's awesome. Well, gosh, we've already been on 40 minutes, and I wanted to keep it less than 45, so I'm going to kind of wrap things up. The point of all of this in what I'm trying to it's going to take some doing on my part as well, because I've been known as the HCG expert for so many years, and it's so. I'm so wanting people to understand that I'm more than HCG. I'm more about maintenance, and when I come to maintenance, it really is about that balance, about that three-legged stool, about that mind, heart, body, and spirit that has to be balanced in order for you to maintain that weight, just like you've maintained it for the last 6 months. You know, and in the process, you have gone through some profound changes. I mean, there are some deep stuff that we're not even scratching the surface on this call that you have gotten through, and you didn't take it out on food, which is, you know, some that, you know, all of us with weight control issues usually have our comfort in food. So you've done that. You have gotten through some really painful experiences and
emotionally painful, yes. Definitely.
Well, they were emotionally painful, and you worked through it, and yet you didn't turn to food for solace. So the point that I'm trying to make is that I can help. I can help more than just about food, even though food is my expertise. That's like secondary compared to what I really thrive on, which is the mind and the spirit. So I think we got that point across. What do you think, Melody?
What's that?
I said, I think we got that point across. What do you think?
I think so. Yes. Yes. The thing that I do, I found was, as you know, I had, and as Biz said, I had some quite emotionally challenging, you know, heart-wrenching things happen, and in working through it, I just was able to stay the course with Biz. You know, she helped me do that while, and so my weight fluctuated like 2 pounds, you know, and up and then it would go back down. And so, I mean, so really that's an insignificant amount given the emotional challenges and so forth that, and situations that I was in, that it was remarkable.
Yeah. It was on my side of the fence. It was remarkable to watch. It was awesome to watch. It was like, okay, she's listening. She's listening. She's taking to what I say to heart, because I've seen it happen a million times. I know what's next. So that's awesome. It's been a pleasure working with you, and I want to thank you again for agreeing to be interviewed. We're going to have a question and answer session for anybody that might want to ask some questions at the end. I do want to thank everyone that's on the call right now for attending. I know, you know, we all live pretty busy lives, so taking an hour out of your day to come listen to me rant and rave and joke around with a client, I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. Of course, Melody is part of my Bod Squad program, and I do offer, you know, one-on-one coaching. I am going to be offering a Bod Squad Lite program for those of you that might be interested in having the coaching process, but in a group setting rather than on a one-to-one setting. I will be offering that through an email when I release the recording, so within the next 24 to 48 hours, whenever I get that ready, I'll be sending that out, and you'll be getting an offer to consider the Bod Squad Lite program. But what you have to know in order to get a discount is you have to know this special word, and this special word is rock on, and it's how I say rock on, which is R-A-W-K-O-N, rock on. As long as you know that word, you're going to get a special discount for the Bod Squad Lite program. As far as that is concerned, I think we're done, and I'm going to open the lines for anybody that would like to ask a question of either me or Melody. And the way that I have to work it out is you have to raise your hand basically by hitting, Melody, what was it? Five star. Hit 5 star. And that will enable me to see if anybody would like to ask a question. 5 star. Okay, maybe that 5 star isn't the one. Somebody hit 5 star just so that I can see if it does. maybe it's star 5. Hold on a second. I think it's five star. That's it. Anybody that wants to answer, 5. Okay, we got it. I am going to call on Marsha only because I know Marsha's number. So I'm going to unmute you. There's another person after this. Please be patient, but I'm going to take Marsha first. Marsha, you are unmuted.
Hi.
Hi. That worked. Yay.
Hi. Yay. Thank you, Melody, for being so transparent. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
I have a question for you. With all of your food intolerances, how do you go out when you're going out?
Well, go out to eat or to someone's home or something like that?
Yeah. Do you have to be, like, I suppose, super specific?
Well, you know, here's that is one of the things that Biz and I have worked on, because I don't like to make an issue out of the foods that I can or can't have. What I've done some different things. When I can, if we are going out to a restaurant and I can send Biz a menu and so forth, and I look online and, you know, kind of get an idea myself, too, of what I think I can eat. Primarily, and so, you know, then I can come back and then just, it's funny because I used to always, like, I wanted to, my husband's like, you take forever to order because I wanted all the different things to eat on it, and now it's I take forever to order because I can only have a few. But it's, you know, primarily I know what I can eat, so I can eat meat and I can eat most vegetables, and as long as there's not a bunch of sauces or anything like that on them or things like that, then, you know, you can just, and most restaurants are certainly more than willing to accommodate anymore. And so that's been, you know, a plus. So I do eat out quite a lot, actually, amazingly. And I said to Biz that I'm surprised at how many times people are asking me to lunch now that I didn't think I ate out that much before anyway. So it's been one of the things that, you know, we have been working on. And when I do go to someone else's house, most of the time I if they don't know I have allergies, we're going to a dinner this weekend, and it's somebody has said they're going to have Mexican food. Well, generally there's foods that I can pick out to have, or I bring something myself, you know, something to share, the spinach and artichoke and with the cashew butter thing is a hit almost any place I take it, and that's something that I can eat with blue corn chips. And so I'll probably bring blue corn chips to the thing. I can't have tomatoes, you know, so I won't be able to have salsa. I won't be able to have cheese, you know. So I probably, and that I haven't worked with Biz on this one yet, but, you know, I'm thinking that there'll be, like, chicken or something like that to eat, you know, meats that I can still eat, and, you know, put a little bit of lettuce together with it and some avocado. I'll probably take guacamole myself so that I can eat it, or some sliced avocados. And I kind of try to take care of my own thing, but and not try to make it an issue if I can help it. The other thing that I've learned to do is a friend invited me out to lunch, and I said, how about you come over to my house? Or she's like, well, I wanted to show you something here, so I said, how about I bring lunch? And what I realized, though, is she was a vegetarian. She had her own things that, you know, that she wasn't going to eat. And when talking about what's normal, I learned that, you know, most people have something. If we're on HCG, if we're on a diet, or if we're on, we're diabetic, or, you know, what's normal for that individual person. And does that answer your question at all?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you for asking a question, and thank you, Melody, for your concise answer. Okay, Marcia, I'm going to mute you now. I'm going to go to the next person. The next person in line is someone with 373 is your last three numbers of your phone number, and I'm going to be unmuting you now. Please give me your name. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this? Hello. Okay. Did you not want to ask a question? Okay, you were just helping me out. Okay, I'm going to mute you now. Is there anyone else that would like to ask a question? Just hit 5-star, and we will get you taken care of. Okay, I think we're done then. I don't see anyone else raising their hands. I'll give it just a short second or two more. Okay. All right. I think everybody has gotten all the information that they need to get out of this call. Melody, I want to thank you again, and thank you, everybody, for attending. And I think we pretty much covered everything that we wanted to cover. Did I forget anything?
I don't think so. I think we got it.
No, I don't think so either. I want to really, again, thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed, knowing that you have all these allergies and you have adrenal fatigue and all the things that you came forth with and still have managed to, have a pretty eventful summer and still be able to maintain your weight. That's we could all look to that as a good example for us. So, again, thank you very much, and I want to thank everybody for attending the call. And does anybody want to ask me a question? Give that one more chance. 5-star. Okie dokie. I'm going to end the call then. This is Biz from HappilyCenterAfter.com and the HCGShop.com. And thank you for spending your Tuesday night with me. And
thank you.
And take care and have a good day. Thank you, Melody.
Yep.
Hang up.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.